This is Mark Brown for Beyond the Room at the Research and Improvement Conference Side by Side in Southampton, and I'm here with Dr. Sarah Williams, who's going to tell us what we can expect today and also what she does.
So I am the Associate Director for Research and Improvement at Solent NHS Trust, which is a community mental health organisation on the South Coast. Today is a bringing together of all the kind of evidence into improvement work that we do. So we run an annual conference, and today we're also going to launch our new Academy of Research and Improvement, which brings together research, quality improvement, clinical effectiveness, outcomes, working in partnership, so on and so forth. So there's loads of new stuff to introduce. We have a look back, look forward, and the main theme of the day is people presenting in partnership with people who've helped them develop their services, so patients, families, service users, and so on.
So how important is this working in partnership with people's stuff?
Massively. Massively. It sort of sits at the heart of all that we do. And it's something that we're trying to make much more of a culture of the organisation and the sort of broader research and improvement landscape. So we've all been patients, or we've all had family members who are patients, and we know how frustrating it is when you can't be involved and you can see the things that could make it improve. And as a sort of consumer of a service, you should be a part of how that is developed, how it improves. What outcomes could be measured, and that also helps people with their recovery often, and actually it's a core part of NHS constitution, so we should be doing more of it. And it makes it fun, so much more fun when you work in partnership and you know you're doing the right thing by the people using the service.
Well, it's good to hear about fun in regards to the NHS, because it's a bit of an interesting time at the minute. Like, how are you dealing with all of the exciting changes and challenges?
Are you referring to NHS 70? So yes, it's an exciting time in terms of loads of change. But you know what? There's always going to be loads of change. And I think people just, you know, embrace change, but keep delivering the best care that they can. And the NHS 70 has been fabulous because it actually refocuses the mind on the good things that happen and all the people that sort of give their lives over to working in the NHS, all the people that work alongside us. So it's nice to have a positive aspect.
A positive outlook for the future is very, very good for the idea of research and patient involvement and stuff like that. What is it you're most looking forward to hearing about today?
Oh my goodness. So I'm very excited about our Academy launch, obviously, because that's been in the planning for a while and then it's suddenly really ramped up. I'm looking forward to our two keynotes, because they're both great and sort of well-known speakers on the topic of public involvement, and they're also both quite challenging and out there in their views. And I just really like the fact that so many of our presenters are patients or service users doing it in partnership with some of our clinicians. And there's a lot of people here, it's the first time that they've presented, so it's great that they get to come and have a go and have the support of our board and all sorts of other people.
So they'll all be kind of outside, kind of shivering and shaking and being terrified, I imagine.
Well, I hope not, because we've assigned people to look after them, make sure they're not shivering and shaking. but it's all very laid back. The sessions are chaired by people who are either some of our side-by-side group, or the group that worked with us to plan this conference, or they're non-exec directors who've been well briefed. I think they'll be fine. It's informal, it's jargon free. We want people to tell their stories rather than worry about the very academic side.
And for anyone who's kind of listening or watching on social media at home, what would you hope they're going to take away from today?
So the thing we're really proud of is two things really. So one is actually research, quality improvement, clinical audit, clinical outcomes shouldn't be siloed activities. They should be all one big bucket of tools that people can use to sort of measure and demonstrate ongoing improvements in care. And the other thing is anyone can get involved. We have this academy to help people get involved and get support at Solent, but there's similar things around the country. Or they can get in touch with us.
Brilliant. Thank you. I'm looking forward to the rest of the day. Thank you.